Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. It requires an open mind, and when you can do that, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it is my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, who's a regular on my show. She is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, and successful lives. Now, of course, this also means that she can deal with current life challenges that may be presenting roadblocks for you, so keep that in mind. Her books are The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. These books will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and that is spelled MaryLouMcIntyre, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. So without further ado, let me introduce Dr. McIntyre. And Mary Lou, once again, how are you tonight?
Well, David, I'm just fine. I'm making it through the heat of the summer and enjoying life every day.
Well, I've heard it's very hot where you are.
Oh, yes, it's getting hotter.
Oh, my. Well, don't send it my way.
Yeah,
I'm happy with
AC and stay home.
Yeah, right. Well, thank God for air conditioning, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't have that in many of our past lives.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So, Mary Lou, why don't you take a few moments to talk about what it is you do and how it is that you do it, because I think that would be of interest to our listeners.
All right, let me try to explain this. I don't understand necessarily how things are done, because it comes from help from the inner planes or from the spirit side of life to hook into the Akashic Records. But it was my desire to help people that were not being helped by the medical profession with their pills and cuts and, you know, all that stuff. And I found that most people that are having problems nowadays, it's caused by, I don't know if residue is the right word, but a carryover from a past life trauma that is still part of their subconscious and affecting their cellular brain structure. And so what we have to do is get rid of that block or that trauma problem in the brain and function through consciousness. Everybody has to realize that if they're having a problem, it's because they have created it or been the effect of a problem from a past life. So basically, what one has to do if they're having a problem in their present lifetime is to realize that they have control of their life and should not be affected by something that has nothing to do with their present lifetime, but is just like a blockage. So to be able to either ignore or release the blockage is a way then to get into greater control of conscious activity and conscious control of one's life at this time. And so that's what I try to do for people. I can just, you know, open the door to a past life trauma or experience that they've carried forward in their subconscious and is still affecting them. Because people have to realize that if they only function through their brain only responds to or reacts to what has already been fed into it, not anything actually in the present or our preparation for the future. So we have to learn to really tap into universal intelligence and guidance and function, chokes me up to think of people, you know, all the people that are having problems and unable to control their own life. But control is the answer. Everybody has to learn to control their life, because what they do, you know, what they give is what they're going to get. So if your life is not happy today, it's because you're not giving out happiness, because you're responding to something from an ancient past that has nothing to do with this lifetime. So I encourage everybody that is going to be calling in today to realize what I can do is open the door for them in their consciousness to a past life, and they can either meditate on it and release it or just acknowledge that it has nothing to do in this lifetime and just move on and create a happy life for themselves.
Beautiful. Well, go ahead.
No, that's. I think that's about it.
All right. Well, very good. Well, we do have several callers on the line. Shall we go to the lines? Okay, our first caller is Mike. And Mike, you're live on the air. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hello, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Mike. What could I do for you?
Well, I would like if you could dig in and see if there's I've started a new sales position, and if there's any blocks that I need to concern myself with in receiving financial abundance.
Well, apparently I didn't express myself properly, because I relate to past life problems. I do not give prophecies as a rule. So based on that, I don't know how I can help you, because you're inquiring about a problem in this lifetime, just wondering. Well, I'll tell you this, Mike. If you project what you want in this lifetime, that's what you're going to get, because that's what you're creating for yourself. So be positive and just move forward, knowing that life is wonderful and you're doing a good job as long as you're living according to the golden rule. How's that?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you, hon.
Thanks,
you as
Mike.
Well. Thank
Have
you.
A drive.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So just to sum it up for people that are on the phone lines, in order for Dr. McIntyre to give you a past life reading, you have to give her something that she can bite into. And by that, I mean some kind of irrational fear that you're dealing with, or some kind of problem or challenge that is presenting a roadblock in your current life. That is what she needs in order to go into the Akashic Records So please be prepared to tell her something of that effect, and then she can help you with a past life reading. Okay, our next caller is Yvonne. And Yvonne, you're live on the air.
Hi. I'm not sure if I have any blocks, but I just would like a past life reading if possible.
About what? The reason I ask that is because, you know, we probably lived many, many past lives. But what I have been developed in the ability to be able to help people is if they have a fear or a phobia that has nothing to do with this lifetime.
I have a phobia of driving. I have a phobia of driving.
Of driving? You mean your car? Driving your car?
Yes.
Well, what kind of a phobia? What, you don't like to drive, or you have a fear, or what?
I'm just really scared to drive. I do not like driving at all.
And but do you drive?
I drove a few times
Hello?
In life. Yes, I drove a few times in life.
You what?
I drove a few times in life.
She's driven a few times, but it sounds like it sounds like the fear is so great that she doesn't like to drive.
Oh, I see. I see. It's because in the lifetime just before this, which was back in, not too long ago. It was sometime in this century. And it was when cars were relatively new. And there were still horses on the road also, you know, and carriages, that type of thing. And you were in a car with your family. It was one of these, what we would call today, one of these rickety old cars, you know. But at the time, they represented really great wealth. You came from a wealthy family, and you were one of the first families to be able to even afford one of these Fords, you know, one of the cars. And you were out on a Sunday ride. You were all dressed up. You were a little girl, and you looked so cute in your frilly little dress and a bonnet and all that. I can see it so clearly. And what happened was there was an accident with a carriage. The horse that was running, you know, with the carriage like alongside the car, because they didn't really have roads and directions clearly mapped out for safety at that time. Anyhow, the horse shied and rammed into the car. The car rammed into a light post, which was one of those real heavy light posts. It destroyed the car, and three people out of your family died in that accident, and you were one of them. And that's why you have that fear. Well, I don't think in this lifetime you're going to have a problem with a horse rearing into your car. So what I suggest is you just realize that this was a thing of the past that is never going to happen again. There's no way that can happen again. And just release it and take control of your life. You know, start by just driving around the block, you know, until you feel safe and secure in driving a car, because there's no reason why in this day and age you can't drive, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you so much.
Good, you're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling in, Yvonne. God bless you, hon.
Okay, you too, bye.
Okay, have a good night now. And for people that want more extensive readings, be sure to contact Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre at marylewmcintyre.com, because tonight she's just going to give you a thumbnail reading, and you know, she can delve a lot deeper if you contact her through her website. Let's see. Our next caller is Lisa. And Lisa, I have got you live on the air. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Lisa. Good to hear you. What can I do for you?
Oh, I have a couple questions. The first one is, like, I believe I was, like, from Venice, like, a medieval 14th, 15th, 16th century. My name's Italian. My family wasn't sure if...
Lisa, hello? Lisa?
Yes. Yes.
You keep breaking up, so it's very hard to understand you.
What I was saying, so my question is, do you think I came from Italian roots? My father doesn't know for sure. They think so. My name's Italian, but they weren't able to trace the family back to like the 15th, 16th century. And I believe I was like, I always see myself walking in Venice, and I feel totally Italian. I cook that way.
You are breaking up, Lisa. Did you say you see yourself walking in Venice?
Yeah, like I keep on seeing myself walking in Venice from like the 15th, 16th century.
But what's your question? How is that affecting your life today?
Well, that's the good thing, that I think I'm Italian. I wondered if you could give me any kind of, I felt sometimes lost. I lost both my parents recently. They died about 6 months ago. And I just kind of have that knowing thing that I want to know for sure.
Is it that you want to know if you've been through other lifetimes with your parents? Is that what you're asking?
No, that I was Italian walking around Venice years ago.
Can you work with that, Dr. McIntyre?
That's the question. Have you been Italian?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me see if I. I think we've all been Italian sometime in our life extensions, but let me see. You're wondering, I think I heard you mention something about your parents were Italian?
My dad, not my mom.
Oh, your dad.
I think on my dad's side, and I think I was walking around like in the 15th, 16th century, like a Mona Lisa I looked like, and I was very Italian and Raphaelesque looking, and just walking the streets of Venice, like I was really happy.
Well, that is your own memory. You know, we have this memory of all of our lifetimes within us, but sometimes it's blocked so that we can fulfill our mission or our destiny in this lifetime. And as we grow and expand spiritually and in consciousness, some of these memories are, you know, revealed to us. And that's what's happening with you, dear one. You are going back and seeing your link with those that were in this present lifetime just. You know, I don't know why that's possible or why that's helpful, except to know that it was probably, I'm getting the vibration of a very pleasant lifetime that carried over and made your present, you know, your existing lifetime with that parent very pleasant.
Okay, and then the other part of it is sometimes I have a block that I don't know if it's part of a past life, but it's just really hard for me to, if something good happens and I always worry about something else happening, it's hard for me ever to, get past that. Like, I worry a lot. I'm not sure.
Did you get that? Did you understand that, David?
Basically,
I understand that.
Basically, she worries a lot. She says if something good happens, she's afraid that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the essence. Is that correct, Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very
uh-huh.
hard for me because a lot's happened to me in my life and this present life, and I just worry about it.
Well, you know, it's worry that brings problems into one's life. If you could just realize, Lisa, that by being very positive and very controlled, you know, controlling your life, the people don't like the idea of being controlling, but you have to control your life or somebody else
yeah.
or something else is going
yeah.
to. And so what I'm getting for you, the information that's hopefully going to help you the most is that, yes, during your evolution, you've had many life experiences that have not been pleasant. But that doesn't mean that that has to continue. What you have to learn, Lisa, is that life is beautiful. Visualize yourself happy and healthy and live by the golden rule. I always say that. People get sick of hearing it. But that is the key, you know, to a happy life, living the golden rule. Because as you do for others, that's what's done for you. And your life can, you can control your life and what happens in it. And that's what you need to know, because I get the feeling that you're like going always on the edge, never really content with who you are and where you are. Is that correct?
Sometimes, like I had a health problem that happened when my parents died, and now I have to get a drug approved, and it's got to happen. I mean, I need this to get my, you know, for my health.
Lisa, can you back up from the phone a little bit? Maybe it'll be easier to understand.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's try that.
Okay, yeah, so, like, I have a drug I have to get approved through my health care insurance. And, like, I just worry if it wasn't. I mean, I feel like I would have to call the White House. Like, I'd have to report this. I mean, I have to have this drug. And, I mean,
like
I shouldn't
worry
about
what? It. Wait a minute. Like, you have to report what?
That, like, it was fraud if I don't get it. Because, like, I have to get it. Like, the doctor's filling out forms for me. I need this
Lisa,
drug. There's only
Lisa, my
yeah.
darling, Lisa, you
yeah.
are a star. You are the same essence as any other divine being that exists on this planet. I'm not saying that medication is important in some cases, but if you're worrying about a type of medication that you can take, and I have no idea why you're taking it because you didn't say, but take control of your life, sweetie. Feel happy. When you wake up in the morning, you say, oh, thank you, God, for another beautiful day, and plan out what you're going to do to make yourself happy
mm-hmm.
and those
okay.
around you.
Do you think that I'll be able to get that drug I need?
Medication. That
right, but I mean,
I
have to get this. Do you think it will be approved?
Well, she doesn't prophesize, Lisa.
I'm telling you not to be dependent on medication. And don't let it, you know, worry you so much that it's causing you, you know, heartache and problems.
Yeah,
visualize
I know what
yourself as a
okay.
perfect being
yeah, go with
created
the go with
in the
flow.
Image
yeah.
of divine essence and truth, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah, I got to just try to, like, not worry so much, because if I didn't get the
exactly.
else that's on the list. Okay,
that's
and then the... my last question is, do you think that there's, like, I kind of have a crush on somebody, and I was wondering if see anything with that. Like, I almost feel like it's a person from my past.
Lisa, she's not a psychic. She reads the Akashic records, so she can't help you with that, dear.
Be positive, darling. Just be positive. Take control of your life and what happens in it. And that's done by living the golden rule. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Lisa. Take care. God bless, hon.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Once again, Dr. McIntyre can work best with you if you can give her a life problem that you're experiencing or some kind of irrational fear that's blocking you from fully enjoying your life. So please be prepared to give her something like that to work with. And
let me give you an example.
That's great.
Fear of water. And there's no rational, logical reason why you would fear water in this lifetime, because you've never had a drowning experience, or fear of heights, and there's no reason for that because you've never had a major fall or anything like that. Something that is totally irrational according to the lifestyle that you've had in this life, but it's real to you, and it affects your ability to have a rewarding, fulfilling life now, okay?
Thank you. That sums it up.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is Deanna. And Deanna, you're live on the air. Hello there, Deanna.
Hi, David. Hi, Dr.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Can
Hi,
you hear
Diana.
Me?
Yes,
Are
I can.
Are you able to hear me? Good. Because
yes.
I didn't think David could. So, back when I was 17, many, many, many years ago, I read Edgar Cayce, and most of the readings that came from the Akashic Records. I found that very interesting, and I mostly believe in it. I don't consider myself phobic, so not being phobic, I don't have a pointed question for you, but...
did you say not being phobic? Wait a minute. Did you
say not being phobic? Yes, I'm not phobic.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so far.
So what's the problem that hopefully I can help you with?
Well, I guess I suffer from anxiety. That would be, like, my biggest problem. I'm overcoming it, of course, the golden rule, the 11th commandment. But mostly I called in because I wanted to hear the program and listen, you know, to information about past lives, Akashic records, and so forth.
Okay. Well, I do recommend that you get my book. You can get it through... Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's called The Fast Road to Happiness, and it's the compilation of 30 years of past life regressions that I've given to people and how it has helped to heal them and release families and groups and individuals from irrational past life problems. But
the past road to happiness.
Yeah, and you can find that on Amazon.
Deanna, do you mind if I interject one thing and see if this might help Dr. McIntyre give you a reading? Because I've come to know Deanna. She's a fairly regular caller on my show, and it seems to me, if you don't mind me saying, Deanna, that you have a fear of success, a fear that success isn't going to come to you. Would you say that might be accurate?
Well, no, let me give you a better example. A job, a vacancy opened, a very important job doing what I do, but a very high visibility job. I would be 100% scared to be the one given that job because it's too visible. So,
well, why did you accept that job if it makes you so uncomfortable?
No, I have not accepted it. A job came up. I could have moved mountains to apply for it. I had to do it the same day I found out about it. But in thinking it over, it was too much responsibility, too much visibility. Why do I feel that way instead of just being the daring young woman in the flying trapeze?
Young woman on a flying trapeze?
She's using a metaphor.
I don't get it.
It's an old, old song. But if you don't know, it's hard to, you know, resume.
Well, listen, what I don't understand, darling, is why you're having a problem with this. If a job is being presented to you that you don't want to fulfill because you don't feel comfortable with it, you don't have to. You just
of
say no,
not.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's
no,
what
I
she
understand
did.
That. That's you know, I did not act on it, but this is something that I asked myself, why don't I believe that I could actually fulfill, satisfy, and, you know, make everybody very pleased with my performance in it.
Okay, well, you have the major problem that most people on this planet do. They do not love themselves enough. They're too concerned about what other people feel about them or think about them rather than recognizing their own purpose for being here and their ultimate desire to achieve their destiny. Do you relate to destiny at all, your purpose for being here? If you don't, then go into meditation. Go into yourself. Find out who you are and what you want. Now, that has nothing to do with a past life. That just has to do with everyday living and finding yourself and making your link with, you know, your purpose for being here and the divine essence that's helping you to achieve that. Do you want more? Can I give you more?
I'm listening. I'm willing to listen.
What do you want to listen to?
I'm sorry. I thought you said, "Do I want you to tell me more?" And I said, "I'm willing to listen."
Okay. What I've just told you has to do with your everyday life and how
you
find yourself, find who you are. If you want me to go into that further, if you want like a past life reading about something, I can certainly do that for you, or I can certainly try.
I appreciate it, but not on the air, so thank you, but I will consider it.
So what I said doesn't help you at all, you don't think?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I want you to understand, I've been reading, you know, a lot of books, Ruth Montgomery, after that, the Brian Weiss series, and I do listen to mysticism a lot, so I'm just here to listen and to learn. That's all. I want something
that
I can apply.
Okay, put the books down and go into yourself. Find out who you are and what you want. That's what's most important. Because I don't think you're being affected by anything from the past. You're just being affected by the stress of today. And the stress is caused by outside effects.
Yeah.
What you need to do is find out who you are and why you're here and how great you are and what you can accomplish if you want to. Learn to love yourself. How's that?
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you, Mary Lou.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you for hanging in there with us. And please feel free to enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you, Diana.
God bless
you.
Okay. God bless. Okay. Now we're moving on to some area codes. I have area code 913 who's been patiently waiting for half an hour, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Yes. Hello. My name is Andy. Thank you so much for
taking
my call.
Hi, Andy. How are you tonight?
Good. Good.
Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Well, hi, Dr. McIntyre. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Andy. You have such a bright, cheery voice.
Thank you. Well, I have a question that I think is right up your alley, and that is I've always had a fear of heights. I really don't like heights at all, to the extent that I really don't like flying either. I'll do it if I have to. I will do it if I have to, but I really don't enjoy it. And I'd like to enjoy it and not have so much anxiety and fear regarding heights and flying.
Well, I'll tell you, nowadays, enjoying flying is a very hard thing to find.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
My own personal opinion. That has nothing to do with anything else. But,
that's true.
And I see you. It's a problem that has originated for a lot of people that they've carried forward. And darn, I can't. They're trying to get the name through me. It was a Jewish culture that was being driven out of a country, and in order to survive, you climbed, your family, your children, and everybody, you know, in the community, climbed this large mountain and found safety up there because, I think they were Egyptians. I'm not sure. This is, it's strange that, I know why, because I want you to delve into it. I'm just opening the door for you, but this is a major historical event that you can research if you can't bring it up in your own consciousness. This Jewish community lived on this mountaintop with their children, and, you know, I see them in tents. It was not a happy existence, and it wasn't very long because they marshaled like an army. And if you did not accept their religious belief and their leadership, they were going to kill you.
Wow.
And so as they came storming up the mountain, you had a choice of being killed right there or refusing to give in to them and leaping off the ledge.
Oh.
And that's what you did. And you had a small child in your arms as you went. You were the mother of that child.
Wow.
And so that's why, because of course it killed you and the child.
Sure.
And that's why you have the fear of heights. But rest assured, nothing like that is going to happen in this lifetime. And so you just have to, like, take an eraser and, you know, just erase that from your mind. That doesn't have to be there anymore. You don't have to have that memory anymore because it's not going to affect this lifetime unless you allow it to. And it's certainly never going to happen again. And so, you know, move on. Just get over it is the basic line. Just get over it.
Get over it.
It's done. It's over. And it's, you know, and nothing for you to worry about in this lifetime. So what I'm getting, it's very rare that I get, you know, a projection on how to get over this. But certainly part of it is to, you know, go to heightened places. Like take an elevator up to the 10th floor of a building and look out the window, you know, and things like that.
Yes.
To just
yes.
experiment and say, okay, nothing's wrong. Take control of yourself is what it boils down to.
Great. Thank you so much for the information and the insights. I have started to go to tourist destinations when I go, and I will go up to the top of a, like a lookout point, and it's pretty
uh-huh.
anxiety provoking, but I have
yeah.
done it, so.
Well, good for you. Well, then just keep, know that it is, that it really isn't a problem. And remember that the brain just responds to things that have already happened. So start making your decisions on how you're going to live your life based on intelligence, of course, but then the feeling of whether it's right or wrong for you from your heart. So start doing some heart thinking, okay?
Excellent. Thank
That's
you
a new
so
place,
much.
Heart thinking.
Heart thinking. I like it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. God bless
Thank
you. That's
you
your word then.
For calling, Andy. God
Have
bless, hon.
Have a good
hon.
Night.
Yes.
You too.
Same. Well, I like that phrase, heart thinking, because I've written a book called Think With Your Heart, Dr. McIntyre.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not out yet, but I once met a fellow. I went through a rehab almost 30 years ago, and he wrote in my Alcoholics Anonymous big book, Think With Your Heart. And that just really impressed me. And I thought to myself, that's going to be the title of my memoirs. So,
oh.
Yep, so that's coming up, but it's not
that's
out yet.
Good.
Well, we have
now
one more.
You know they have the new scientific approach. It's called heart math. Have
oh.
you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. What
well,
is it?
You might want to look that up on the internet because it's scientific proof that what you think with your heart, I mean, well, yeah, what you think with your heart is what really is, you know, the right way to live. And how to get over a lot of these fears and aggressions and stresses and things like that. It's called heart math.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very much.
And it's becoming really well known and, you know, as scientific. Not just, you know, voodoo or anything like that, but providing scientific evidence that if people function through their heart after, you know, evaluating a situation, then put it through your heart, visualize your heart absorbing the knowledge, you know, and then acting on it.
Makes perfect sense to me.
It does.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Well, we do have one more caller, and it's area code 917, and I may know who this is, but I'm going to ask anyway. Hello, area code 917. This is David. Who is this?
Good evening. My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. You weren't who I thought you were. I have another caller from area code 917 that calls in a lot, but welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Thank you for having your show. Good evening, Dr. McIntyre.
Good evening, Tina. Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I saw that you're doing Akashic Records. So is there anything that Spirit wants to let me know, like about business or love, whatever Spirit has for me?
Well, whatever has to do with a past life.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, what's your question? I mean, you probably had, you know, 20 or 30 past lives.
Well, Tina wasn't listening earlier. Oh. Tina, what Dr. McIntyre needs to know in order to go into the Akashic Records is if you have some irrational fear or phobia or presenting problem in your life so that she can get into a past life where that a trauma may have occurred that's affecting you now. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I follow now. My family isn't really that close. Would you be able to tell me why?
You what? I'm sorry?
My family isn't that close.
Your feeling?
No, her family.
Oh, your family. Well,
yes, and my family. My immediate family isn't that close, like my brothers and sisters. And I wanted to know, like, about my relationship. Well, my son's father, we're not together, but I just wanted to know why that is.
Wait, darling. You're going to have to talk a lot slower. Please. I'm going to keep up with you.
Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
What's the situation with your family?
I'm just saying we're not really that close. And my son's father, we really didn't get along. So his name is Lewis. So maybe you can tell me what happened with us in the past life. Thank you.
Do you have, a brother and a sister in this lifetime?
Yes.
Do you have more than that, or is that it?
I have more than that.
Oh, okay. Well, in particular, there's a brother and a sister and your father that you've come back together in this lifetime, I'm getting, to resolve, some pretty ancient problems. You've been together in many past lifetimes, and from royalty to poverty. And I'm being told by your spirit guides that they want you to, do you meditate?
I can do it more. I would like to meditate more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they want you to meditate on this. And because what I can do is I can open the door to... one of the major lifetimes you had together, it was royalty in Egypt. Oh, and your father, I see him as, well, he looks, he has the robes and the headdress and everything of a pharaoh, a very powerful person. And you and the brother and sister, I'm not getting their names, but that's up to you, I guess, were in that lifetime, and you were all part of that family. And your mother was, your mother was one of your other sisters that you have in this lifetime. So, yeah, it's very, very close-knit. My goodness, back in those days, you know, the morality and the ethics and everything was a lot different than it is today. And there was a lot of, I don't know how to explain it, really. A lot of, like, behind-the-scenes things relating to one another in the family, relating to other families, relating to how your father made his wealth and how you were involved been making that wealth, and it was not an ethical, I'm getting the word ethical, but it was also it was not the right thing to do. In other words, let me put it that way. But made you very wealthy, and you were the one that refused to perpetuate that type of work. And you tried to talk your family into stopping it. But they were too locked into the wealth and the power and the greed. And so you were like effectively, I don't know if you can say excommunicated from the family, but they said, if you don't like it, then get out. And so you did. And you created a great hardship on yourself, but you became, even though you became one of like the working class, you were more content and happy, and you lived to quite an old age without any contact with the family. But that has to be resolved. You have to like be able to forgive one another. These things that happened out of ignorance and poor choices and, poor decisions. And so that's why you're back together in this lifetime, so that you can at least forgive one another. Do you think that's possible?
Yes, and that makes perfect sense. Yes, I believe that.
Good. Well, then that was quite a colorful life I saw flashing. And you're a very strong person that you were able to do that, particularly in that era, that time, because there was a lot of poverty and disease and everything that you exposed yourself to, but rather that than be hurtful to other people because of greed. And
yes.
So hopefully you're, moving on from that level of consciousness into a greater understanding of love and, purpose. So there you go. You can just forgive your family if you haven't, and you say that you're having a problem with them, so apparently you haven't just been able to say, forgive them, they knew not what they did or do.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
They
and
may be behaving in much the same way.
Yes, and my son's
true?
Father Lewis. Yes, and my son's Father Lewis, you said, what do you think happened with him?
I don't think
so. Your father? Oh, I don't know. I was following.
No, my son. My son's father, Lewis.
This is something else that she brought up, Dr. McIntyre.
Oh, well, no wonder I got confused. Who's Lewis?
You might want to restate it, Tina.
Oh, I just said my son's father, Lewis. Yeah, we really didn't get along in this life. Do you know, what was our purpose or what was our, what happened in our past life?
Wait a minute. Wait, who is Lewis?
My son's
it's the
father.
The father of her son.
Oh, well, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, and what is it you wanted to know?
Oh, just
hello.
Why are we the way we are now? Yeah, just what happened in a past life.
You mean the fact that you're not getting along or that you're not together? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, he was one of your brothers in that Egyptian lifetime.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I'm getting.
How do you like?
And so you have to forgive him because I think possibly the reason you're having problems in this lifetime is because of his attitude and behavior. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, there you are. You just have to forgive him, and if you're not still together, well, you can still forgive him. If you are still together, then just realize that he's back together to try to make amends with you and with life in general, and try to help him.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like both of your situations stemmed from that one lifetime.
Yes.
It was pretty horrendous. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just had, your family had stacks of gold, my dear. I mean, yeah, it was pretty bad.
You're right, and I'm the only one that's a minister. You're right. I'm like a minister, and I don't agree with that at all. So, yes, I did stop talking to them. That was amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, God bless you. Keep up the good work. And
God bless
Try to help your family see the light, okay?
Yes, thank you both.
God bless you, hon. Bye-bye.
Good night, God Tina. Thank you for calling in. God bless. Okay, we have one more caller, Dr. McIntyre.
Okay.
It's from area code 850. What is your name, please?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, they just dropped.
What?
Yep. Unless you're still there, the screen says they dropped.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. We can chat for just a minute or two in case that was a technical problem. It's been a very great show. I really have enjoyed having you on here.
It's always wonderful talking to you, David. I love you, too.
Well, thank you. Back at you. The feeling's mutual. And I love the very affirmative messages that you gave to a couple of people that you didn't give past life readings to. And I think that those are messages that we all need to keep in mind. And the one that came through for me the loudest and clearest is that we really need to love ourselves more.
Exactly, and I think we're moving into a time when consciousness is expanding and is growing, and the realization of love is manifesting, and that's hard, that's hard to focus on because there's so much corruption and, you know, problems worldwide, but I think. And as I meditated in preparation for this show, I kept getting how important it is that we realize that we are all one, that we are, as the Bible says, and all the the spiritual manuals or whatever you want to call it, as they say, that we are created in a divine image, and let's start relating to that divine image, or we are going to destroy the planet and one another.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
We need to recognize the divinity within ourselves and within one another.
Exactly.
And you talk about the golden rule, and I always say, if we only followed the golden rule, we wouldn't need the Ten Commandments.
Exactly. Oh, and I meant to ask that gal. She mentioned something about an 11th commandment.
Oh, yes.
I meant to ask her what that was.
She's still on the line. Would you like to ask her?
Yeah.
Okay, let me bring her back on.
You know who that was?
It's Deanna.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, Deanna. Dr. McIntyre wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Deanna. You mentioned the 11th commandment. I wanted to know what that
is. Love your brother as thyself.
Is that one of the 11th commandments? I think that's one of the 10, isn't it?
No.
Aren't there 10 commandments?
Yes, there were. There
yeah,
were
I'm
10
so
commandments.
Spaced out right now.
There were 10 commandments, and then Jesus said, love your brother as yourself. That is a new commandment.
Yeah. And that's the key to success and happiness in this lifetime, and especially for you. That's why you got that message. Yes, that's wonderful. That's the key for happiness in this lifetime right now for everybody, yep. Not just you, but everybody.
You got that right, that's for sure. And just for people that are listening to the show, I want to let you know that I have some really phenomenal shows coming up. Let me see if I can pull them up here for you. I have Chris Alexandria coming back next Thursday. She is an angel reader. She sees and hears from angels. She doesn't just read cards. And then Kat Edwards, the brilliant Australian psychic, will be on next Friday. And then I have a couple of new psychic mediums that are coming up in July on the 15th and the 21st. And, of course, I have a host of very diverse guests with different gifts, different stories, all designed to inspire and enlighten. So please check out blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, and you'll see my upcoming schedule. I am booking for January now, but I have the schedule up through the end of July or early August, actually through early August. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, spelled with an E, you can see my upcoming shows. And Dr. McIntyre will be back on again. She's on every 2 months. So please check the schedule in advance to find out when she's going to be on. And Deanna, thank you as always for calling in. It's a pleasure to have you.
It's always a pleasure to listen. I always learn something and make my life better by it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel very, very warm inside.
Yeah, warm and fuzzy.
Absolutely. So I wish you a good night, Deanna, and God bless.
Before you leave, Heart Math, if you go on their website, you will have emails. I receive those.
Really?
It's all one word. Yeah. The word heart together with math. And yeah, it is great.
Okay.
That's good. That will probably help you a lot resolve, your problems with your family so you can get beyond the problems and into your own purpose and destiny. And that's what I affirm for you.
Thank you so much, Mary Lou. I do appreciate it. I also have problems with I'm sort of distanced or, isolated from my family as well. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, just send them light and love and see them surrounded and filled with light and love.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a wrap, folks, and thank you, Dr. McIntyre, but please stay on the line after I do my closing. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.